The Lighthouse Keeper's Lunch by Rhonda and David Armitage. Read by Andy French. Once there was a lighthouse keeper called Mr. Grinling. At night time he lived in a small white cottage perched high on the cliffs. In the daytime he rowed out to his lighthouse on the rocks to clean and polish the light. Mr. Grinling was a most industrious lighthouse keeper. Come rain or shine, he tended his light. Sometimes at night, as Mr. Grinling lay sleeping in his warm bed, the ships would toot to tell him that his light was shining brightly and clearly out to sea. Each morning, while Mr. Grinling polished the light, Mrs. Grinling worked in the kitchen of the little white cottage on the cliffs, concocting a delicious lunch for him. Once she had prepared the lunch, she packed it into a special basket and clipped it onto the wire that ran from the little white cottage to the lighthouse on the rocks. But one Monday something terrible happens. Mrs. Grinling had prepared a particularly appetizing lunch. She had made a mixed seafood salad, a lighthouse sandwich, cold chicken garni, sausages and crisps, peach surprise, iced sea biscuits, drinks and assorted fruit. She put the lunch in the basket as usual and sent it down the wire. But the lunch did not arrive. It was spotted by three scavenging seagulls who set upon it and devoured it with great gusto. "Clear off, you varmints!" shouted Mr. Grinling, but the seagulls took not the slightest notice.
"I say, this is an excellent peach surprise, boys. Oh, she's a great cook, Fred. Scrumptious lunch, Tom."
That evening, Mr. and Mrs. Grinling decided on a plan to baffle the seagulls.
"Tomorrow I shall tie the napkin to the basket," said Mrs. Grinling.
In fact, that was Mr. Grinling, so I'll do that again with a female accent. "Tomorrow I shall tie the napkin to the basket," said Mrs. Grinling.
"Of course, my dear," agreed Mrs. Grinling, Mr. Grinling. "A sound plan."
"I say, they'll have to try harder than this to stop us, Bert," said the seagull.
On Tuesday evening, Mr. and Mrs. Grinling racked their brains for another plan.
"There are brazen lot, those seagulls," said Mrs. Grinling.
"Brazen indeed," said Mr. Grinling. "What shall we do?"
"Our cat does not appear to like seagulls," said Mrs. Grinling.
"No, my dear," said Mr. Grinling.
"Hamish is an accomplished seagull chaser."
"Of course," exclaimed Mrs. Grinling.
"Tomorrow, Hamish can guard the lunch."
"A most ingenious plan," agreed Mr. Grinling.
Hamish did not think that the plan was ingenious at all. He spat and hissed as Mrs. Grinling secured him in the basket.
"There, there, Hamish," said Mrs. Grinling consolingly. "I'll have a tasty piece of herring waiting for you when you arrive home."
Sadly, flying did not agree with Hamish.
His fur stood on end when the basket swayed. His whiskers drooped when he peered down at the wet, blue sea, and he felt much too sick even to notice the seagulls, let alone scare them away from the lunch.
"Pretty pussy like a piece of lobster morn, eh? This food gets better and better every day, Fred. Aren't you going to chase us, pussy? Ha ha!"
"Lack-a-day, lack-a-day," said Mr. Grinling sadly.
"Meow, meow," agreed Hamish pitifully.
On Wednesday evening, Mr. and Mrs. Grinling racked their brains again for a new plan.
"What shall we do?" said Mr. Grinling.
Mrs. Grinling looked thoughtful.
"I have it," she exclaimed. "Just the mixture for hungry seagulls."
"Indeed, my dear," said Mr. Grinling. "What do you have in mind?"
"Oh, wait and see," said Mrs. Grinling. Just wait and see."
"Mustard sandwiches," chuckled Mr. Grinling. "A truly superb plan, my dear. Truly superb."
On Thursday morning, Mrs. Grinling carefully packed the mustard sandwiches and sent them off down the wire to the expectant seagulls.
"Yuck! Ugh! Ah!"
On Friday, Mrs. Grinling repeated the mustard mixture.
"All right, boys, let's go and have lunch elsewhere. It's the same as yesterday's lunch, Fred."
So, on Saturday, up in the little white cottage on the cliffs, a jubilant Mrs. Grinling put away the mustard pot before she prepared a scrumptious lunch for Mr. Grinling. While he waited for his lunch down in the lighthouse on the rocks, Mr. Grinling sang snatches of old sea shanties as he surveyed the coastline through his telescope. And this is what he saw. "No mustard in this lot, Tom. We'll fly back here again for lunch tomorrow, boys. This is a delicious chocolate eclair, Fled." So, "Oh well, such is life," mused Mr. Grinling. In fact, it should have been, "Oh well, such is life," mused Mr. Grinling, as he sat down to enjoy a leisurely lunch in the warm sunshine. The end.